When it comes to social media, it is established that the American youth know the digital terrain. They know the unspoken rules. They know when to jump off and take a B-reel. They can pen the perfect caption to their distorted selfie taken on a 0.5 lens. I have no idea what I just said there. For a closer look at how teens are navigating the digital landscape, we have two students from our Class of 2024 project. Leanne Nasser is joining us. She's a senior at Fordson High School in Dearborn, Michigan. Leanne, hi.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well. We also have Andavante Bussey. He's a senior at Hickman High School in Columbia, Missouri. Andavante, welcome to you.
What's up, man? It's good to be here.
Good to have you. We're going to do something a little bit different here. I'm going to throw a couple quiz questions at you about social media data and trends, and then we'll kind of talk about what they illuminate and what your lives look like, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, here we go. Question one, and just imagine the Jeopardy music in your head as I run this by you. Gen Z and millennials get their news from social media every day. What percent of the time? 41% of the time, 61% of the time, or 71% of the time? What do you think? Let me go to you, Andavante, first.
Definitely say 71%.
71%. Leanne, your answer?
Honestly, I'd hope it'd be lower, but I do feel the same. I'd feel like it'd be 71%.
Why did I know you're smart? The correct answer is 71%, according to the American Press Institute. Okay, one more on this, and then we'll discuss a little bit. As far as getting news and information on social media, what spreads faster on Twitter? Is it real news or is it fake news? Leanne?
Definitely has to be fake news.
You say fake news. Andavante?
100%, because I use Twitter, so...
There you go. Fake news is 70% more likely to be retweeted, reposted, according to an MIT study back in 2018. So the question I want to discuss with you is, you know, how much do you use social media to catch up on the world, on news, sports, celebrity, culture, you know, knowing there are opportunities, knowing there are risks? Leanne, can I start with you?
Yes. I grew up watching local news on the TV. But the accessibility to news from social media with the click of a button just makes it so much easier today. So I do gain a lot of my news from social media, sadly. But I try not to base all of my news from social media because I know it's not always the most accurate and there's always like some hidden bias sometimes. But it still remains my first option whenever I'm looking for like the latest story.
Yeah. Okay. Andavante, what about you?
Yeah. So if I had to say what news I consume the most on social media, it definitely would be sports news. So like professional or, you know, college sports and stuff like that. And I just see like updated stuff, scores, who won this game, clips from that game, what player got traded to this team and all of that stuff like that.
I understand. Let me ask you a couple questions about the benefits of social media for teens, people your age. A couple more quiz questions. For young teens, social media triggers what are called happy hormones in the brain. Is that true or false? Andavante.
I think it's an illusion. Like, you can feel happy. It definitely can make you, you know, feel happy. It can make you feel liked and wanted and all of those things. But at a certain point, a lot of young teens get caught up in wanting that all the time.
Yeah, I understand. As far as brain science, do we hear you saying false? You don't think as far as in the brain, it triggers what scientists call the happy hormone? Are you saying false?
Yeah, I would say false.
You say false. Okay. Okay. Leanne, what do you think?
I think it definitely does release a happy hormone, like dopamine we can get from like many things. Even the likes that gives us, gives a lot of people some sort of validation and they do get happy from that as much as like we might not want to admit it. It does.
So it is true. Dopamine, you mentioned, it's the same hormone that we also get a reward from when we exercise and when we use drugs. So I want to ask you, how do you think about the potential benefits, even if you don't use it a lot, for those around you? Because the science suggests that there are some benefits out there. Leanne, to you first.
Yeah, there are definitely some benefits. I'd say the benefits outweigh the negatives. With the rise of globalization, we can now reach like across the world, which is something we haven't done till now. And I think just being able to connect with people from all over the world, I think that's one of the biggest benefits that it offers us.
Yeah, Okay. And does an example come to mind when you think about a benefit for you?
I'm more of an introvert, so I'm always at home. So the fact that I can keep up with my friends while I'm the comfort of my bed is another thing, or else I would not know how those friendships would last.
Yeah. On Devante, what about you?
You're a football player. You're going to play football in college next year. Social media, has that been at the center of how you've connected to the people you need to for this recruiting process?
Yes, for sure. And, you know, on X/Twitter, that's what the main contact is from recruits to college coaches. You know, all the college coaches use X to watch your highlights, and every athlete has in their bio, you know, their height, weight, and GPA, all that stuff. So they use that profile that you have on X to really look at you, and they use that to communicate with you and text you on there.
Yeah. All right. Kind of last issue is online bullying. Is it easier to bully someone in real life or online? On Devante.
It is easier to bully someone online.
Yeah. Leanne?
Yeah, it's a lot easier to do it online when you don't have to see someone's face.
I want to ask you about that. You are both correct, and this is from Nemours Children's Health and other several other scientific sources. Tell me why that's the case. On Devante.
Yeah, I mean, like Leanne said, when you don't have to see someone's face and when you don't have to be confronted with that actual person, it's a lot easier to say what we call out-of-pocket things.
Can I ask you if you have a real-life example just to help us understand what you're talking about?
When I was in middle school, actually, I was an athlete. Like, I've always been an athlete, but when I was younger, I wasn't as good as I am today. So I remember one time after a game or something, just getting a lot of criticism from a lot of my peers that I thought were my friends, that negativity and the things that were being said to me, it caused me to be anxious, and it caused me to not feel comfortable as I was attending school, because they would say these things and then it was like so different when I would see them in person. It's not that they would be like super nice or anything, but you know, they would act like nothing ever happened.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that. Leanne, do you have an example for us?
I personally wasn't a victim of that big of cyberbullying, but I had a friend who was. And, you know, it's pretty hard being a girl because people will always find ways to nitpick you're not being the perfect standard. And I got to see, like, how that left a toll on her. And I was mentally right there for her. But I can tell, like, she was not doing well. And these people that were leaving comments against her appearance, nitpicking what she did, what she said, they never said it in person. They were too scared. They all said it over Snapchat or Instagram. It's very, very hard going through that.
Yeah. Finally, I just want to ask you about if there's anything you have posted or forwarded or commented on that now you wish you had not. Leanne?
Thankfully, the fear of my digital footprint has been instilled in me since elementary. So I don't think there's a specific thing I can nitpick because literally all my social media is private. But there's definitely some jokes I said to friends that I've regretted later, because when you're making a joke over social media or over text, they don't really see your attitude towards it, and you don't really know like how they're perceiving it.
Yeah, even if it's deadpan, they can't see your face. On Devante, what about you? Your thoughts on digital footprint, yours or those around you?
Without being aware, I used to follow a lot of things. Or, you know, if you like something or if you comment on something, it follows you. You know, that's what you start to see. You know, the algorithm starts to put that stuff on your page. And so there's a lot of young models and stuff like that are on there a lot. And I just noticed a lot that stuff would pop up on my page, and it wasn't what I wanted to consume anymore, because that's not who I am.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. That was a you know, really powerful example. We've been talking to two of our members of the class of 2024 who we're going to be checking in with regularly over the course of the school year. On Devante Bussey is a senior at Hickman High School in Columbia, Missouri. On Devante, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you for letting me be here.
And we've also spoken to Leanne Nasser, senior at Fordson High School in Dearborn, Michigan. Thanks to you as well, Leanne.
It's been a pleasure.